from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to take a seasonal trip into the world of Friends that will, so pointless and full of meanders, ideally you'll fall asleep. And you'll say, that was, what was seasonal? But I don't know if there was any seasonal content in there other than the title. And I'll say, thank goodness, job done. Because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that's really here to keep you company while you fall asleep. The podcast that's here to be your friend in the deep, dark night. And if you're new, I'm here to apply for those roles. My role is to be someone who's here to keep you company, ramble on and on and on, maybe make you barely smile or, just a half of a guffaw. I'm not totally musing. I'm the Boosh without the muse, or Boucher, if you will. And he said, this isn't making any sense. And I said, yeah, welcome to Sleep With Me. I'm here for two reasons. One, to keep you company and take your mind off stuff so maybe you could fall asleep because you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a bedtime you feel comfortable with and the sleep you need to be where your life feels more manageable. But two, I'm here because I've been there. last night was not great. A lot less than not great. And I'm not even sure, let's just move on because I can relate to how it feels. And I had Koa there. And also my dog was having trouble sleeping. We're both having trouble sleeping. And independently of one another, whenever the exact moments I'd fall into a deep sleep, Co would have trouble sleeping. And so that's why I make the show. I know how it feels in the deep dark night. It can be frustrating. It can be lonely. It can be painful. And I'm here to take your mind off of that stuff, to be your friend and to remind you that you're not alone. But I do it all in a very silly and meandering way. It takes me forever for the show to get started, but then eventually there's a long meandering bedtime story too. So I'm glad you're here. The structure of the show, I just like to point it out. This is kind of like the beginning, a greeting. So you say, yeah, maybe I could check that show out. You only sound strange and irritating, but I could give it a go. I say, great. That's how most people get here. So we're already off on the right foot. It's the only place where BF, you say, yeah, okay, but I'll take a look. So that's the beginning of the show. Then there's support. So the show's free, paying for it's optional. And so many people benefit from that. And it's important to me that those people benefit from that. Then there's a long meandering intro, which is separate from the support. And that just goes on and on and on where I introduce the podcast. But it's where I ease you into bedtime as I explain what the podcast is for 15 minutes. Then after that, some support. Then tonight will be be part of our ongoing series, Journey into the World of Friends. But I think it'll be a little side campaign. So I'm excited to tell that tale. And then the show ends with thank yous and good nights. So that's it. I'm glad you're here. Yes, see how it goes. Most people, it takes two or three tries to get used to the show, though I've been hearing from a lot of people that worked for on the first try, or they said, okay, I get this. This is what I was looking for. It's strange. Doesn't make any sense. It's silly. It's my friend. Or he's applying to be, a friend. It's a one-way first one-way friendship that's worked for me. And so, yeah, that's what it is. I'm glad you're here and welcome to Sleep With Me. And these sponsors are how we're able to do it for free twice a week. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show is just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease the loneliness in the deep, dark night? distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would Sleep With Me be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. It's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz. Got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix Sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. These are like those of you that love listening to this ad-supported version for free linearly. I know you're thankful for the people that are able to support the sponsors so we could keep doing this. So we celebrate them here, because not only do they support the sponsors, they let the sponsors know about it. They post on social media. That really, really helps us keep sponsors, find new sponsors, and keep the show coming out for you for free. And I wanted to thank Pam, who supported Helix Sleep. It took the quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. Pam was looking for something very firm, and Pam found a match. It took that quiz, helixsleep.com/sleep. Thank you, Pam. If you want to get on the Sleepy Supporter Zone like Pam did, fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Let me know about it. Let the sponsor know about it. Even free trials, even just taking that Helix quiz for later. I hear from patrons that took the quiz when they were listening to the Sleep With Me ad supporter version, and then they bought their mattress 2 or 3 years later. That is powerful. And here's the thing. It doesn't just help Sleep With Me. It helps all the other podcasts you listen to. So if you're a regular podcast listener, you know, you really are a hero. So thank you, Pam. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you're in need of extra resources, there's links to those resources in the show notes, including international resources you can connect with right now. And it's about being part of our communities, being a part of positive change, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying Stop AAPI Hate, not just saying support Ukraine. And people have been asking about my wish list. You know, the organizations we've been supporting over the past year, including my own personal support, is Hand in Hand, the Midnight Mission. Midnight Mission also has an Amazon wish list, and the Trevor Project. So if you want to support one of those organizations, that would be a gift to me, but it'll also be a gift to you and a gift to our communities that we're a part of. So be a part of positive change. Feel how good it feels to take action, and use the links to those organizations in our show notes. And that's it. What do you say? Mystery Bard. A lot of people help out in this show. Holy mackerel. I couldn't do this alone. Mystery Bard? Posty poster song. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts. Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, get your sleep phones. Sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones is the only way to get Sleep With Me branded sleep phones. Only way we get credit. Most comfortable way to listen to Sleep With Me. Sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it the bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts you're thinking about, thoughts about the past, the present, the future. So thoughts, you know, thinking stuff, things you're thinking about, thoughts. I had a lot of those. Last night it was more thoughts woven in with my dreams. But thoughts, it could be feelings. So I had some feelings, definitely. I didn't have any, at bedtime, I didn't really have too many feelings, even though I knew I wasn't going to get 8 hours because I had to get up early, even though it was a Sunday. But I said, that's okay. I guess I didn't mean it. I said, that's okay. Going to bed later than I want, that's okay. I didn't really mean it. So that might have been the old first wrinkle in bedtime. A wrinkle in bedtime. Not as nice as a wrinkle in time. Not nice at all. A wrinkle in bedtime. Just a nice way of saying something. Not really a metaphor. Just what we would say on a sleep podcast when we mean something else. Just a little wrinkle at bedtime. So I had some feelings about my sleep last night. Still having them. The physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, routine. You could have something coming up. You could be going through something. You could be anticipating something. You could be traveling or have guests. Maybe you work a different schedule. I don't know. Maybe whatever it is. The only reason I run through all that stuff is to let you know you're not alone. Because for me, last night was pretty lonely. And I don't mean that. I don't mean, you know, the beautiful Hollywood kind of lonely or whatever, like, or Len Testa's Hank lonely. I mean, I don't know, like, it wasn't like I was staring at the moon with a harmonica or writing poetry. It feels different. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And maybe you don't, and that's great. But maybe it manifests it for you in a different way when you can't sleep. And you could say, well, it's different for me, Scoots, but I can relate to the language you're using. But here's the thing. I can probably relate to how you feel, even if I haven't been through what you've been through. But even if I can't, like you're saying, none of that, I don't relate to anything you're saying, Scoots. There's somebody listening. There's enough people that listen to the show that there's someone listening who can relate to how you feel and who's been through something similar. And they could say, yeah, you really do deserve a good night's sleep here. I'm glad you're found sleep with me. And I hope it can help. So that's why I make the show, really, because that's really that it. And if you get the rest you need, as I said earlier, and your life's a little bit better, your life's a little bit more manageable, our world's going to be a better place because your life's better. And so that's an important thing. And what's going to happen here is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents, which means I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to get mixed up. I'm going to forget what I was talking about. Then I'll repeat myself. Then I'll, you know, then I'll double back. Then I'll go, then I'll, you know, talk. And then I'll say, what was I saying? Where were we? Kind of like that, just like I'm doing right now. I'll fill it up with filler words, and then I'll, you know, top it off with some confusion. So that's one part about the show. The other thing, I said it earlier, I'll say it again, and just in case I have something, just in case this definitely doesn't work for you. So most people get to this podcast, and the circumstances aren't the best for liking something. Or the circumstances just aren't the best for you when you get here, and you're not like, you've probably tried to find something to help you fall asleep for a while, or this has just come up and you're looking for a solution. And Sleep With Me is definitely more process-based, still processing for sure. We're buffering, always Sleep With Me, always buffering, rarely buffing. Not, well, somewhat buff, well, like, I haven't buffed, one day I'd like to buff my car, but I haven't buffed it, but we're still buffering. We'll butter up your buffers, for sure, you know, buttering up to buffers everywhere so that they don't buffer when, you know, when we need them not to. You said, what are you planning on doing? So what would you bring to this position? Don't use this in a job interview. Well, I'm great at buffer. Do you have any buffers at this work? Well, I'm not sure. We're a server company. Exactly. I'm good at buttering up to buffers. What's a buffer? The creator of something that does the act of buffering. I'm not sure you understood the requirement. No, I'm good at buttering up to buffers. So just as, you know, bring me down to the server room. Let me walk around, get to know everybody. The servers are, computers or, you know. Oh, no, I know exactly what are they. Do you have liquid cool servers there? I'm not entirely sure. I just manage this department. Okay, well, don't worry about it. I'll go down. That's like something I can talk to the servers about when I'm buttering up to them. You know, I have a niche sense of humor. Only servers find me fun. They don't find me amusing, but they really do. They just don't want it. They just don't have the ability to admit it. Sir, do you have? Oh, actually, I have all these. I have all my previous work shown the. Sir, none of these companies are in business anymore. Well, exactly, because they were sold, because increased in fish efficiency. But just walking around the server room, buttering up to the buffer. I've decreased buffering everywhere I've been in my imagination. I just created a fake position for myself. Hey, how you doing today, PQ44445? I like those blinking lights, strong, LEDs on that. I could feel the heat coming off your servers. So glad you're liquid cooled. You know, I'm going to talk to them about, I'd like to know what you'd prefer, you know, if there was such a thing as plasma cooling or air cooled, or, you know, would you prefer the saltwater fish tanks? What about a saline cooling? Yeah. Okay, what about if I sing Sailing Away? Is that a Christopher Cross song, do you know? It's not, it's Skating Away. Oh, is that, okay, thanks. I should get back, so that's not a Cat Stevens song, though, no? Okay, it's the one, yeah, the other band with the person that plays, Ian, who plays the flute that I can't think of the name of. Thanks. Okay, so I'm back. Sorry, I went into a fugue state when I was trying to describe why you may dislike me in the podcast. I applied to buffer up to buff. So when you first get here, you say, what is this guy going on and on about? Then I just went accidentally on and on and on about something. And when you're new, you could find that really irritating because maybe you expected the show to just get started or to make some kind of sense. All I can say, you don't have to trust me. You could trust a large number of people who said when I first discovered this show, I didn't like it or I didn't get it, but then I gave a few tries and it worked for me. Or if you're already 100% sure you don't like me, or, I mean, a lot of people get through past that stage and they get to know me. I think most people that are currently in my life. But if you decide the show's just not your style, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou has other sleep podcasts and stuff you could check out. So moving past that, though, so give a few tries, just see how it goes. This is also kind of a podcast you listen to passively, like almost like elevated background noise versus something you listen to actively and pay attention to, like a TV on in the other room or out of focus picture. Also, even though this is the first sleep podcast, this podcast doesn't put you to sleep. I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff while you fall asleep, to be your friend in the deep, dark night, and just to keep you, to distract you from whatever it is, to be your boyfriend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar bud, your boar bestie, your neighbor, your boar bee, your boar burr, your boar bud, your boar pup, whatever it is, your friend in the deep dark night. So there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here till the end of the show. And there's over 600 shows ready to go if you need them. So you could listen to episode after episode after episode or pick your favorites and create a playlist. But I'm here so that you don't have to listen to me. But you also, if you can't sleep at all, like there's some people listening now who can't sleep, you won't be alone. You'll be here. I'll be here to keep you company. Or if you need a break during the day, I'll be here. So I'm here for you. And that's kind of one of the things that works for the show. Structurally, this throws people off. Most people it throws off, they don't listen to the show. They stop listening. They let me know and they stop listening. But I hope if you decide to do that, instead of letting me know, just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou and check out those podcasts. That's literally what it's there for. But so I'll tell you why the show's structured the way it is, because it comes out linearly twice a week, Sunday and Wednesday nights, and most people listen linearly, and they listen to the ad-supported show. But there are ways that people adjust and listen in different ways than that, which is great, too. So the show starts off with a friendly greeting. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary. And I say that in different ways and I go off topic and I try to give you, like, welcome you in. So that's the greeting. Then there's support again, because like most people prefer an ad supported show that paying for it's optional. Then there's a long meandering intro, which is meant to ease you into bedtime. It doesn't really put very many people to sleep. It's really meant to ease you into bedtime is the way, I don't know, because for most people, and last night's a great example, I need to be eased into bedtime. When I try to get myself to go to bed on time and then fall asleep on time, I'm not going to be declaring victory over sleep on those nights for sure. So the podcast intro is a slow wind down where I introduce the podcast in a different way every single time, over 1,200 times now. And the reason I do that is because I think it's important to have a familiar structure that's different every time, because whatever keeps me awake is very adaptable. And I got to try to stay one step ahead of soothing it, not outsmarting it, just distracting it and soothing it and saying, hey, it'll be okay. And that's what a wind down routine is for a lot of people, or getting ready for bed or getting in bed, getting comfortable as they're listening to the intro. Now, there are people that fall asleep during the intro, a small percentage. There's a small percentage of people that skip the intro. And then there's people that pay for the podcast for Sleep With Me Plus, and they may want to only listen to intros or only listen to stories or adjust those things. So if you find that's your preference or you prefer ad-free experience, whatever it is, that's what that's there for. if you really want to adjust, but even in your podcast app, you can adjust it like a little bit too. Then after the intro is support, then there'll be a bedtime story. It'll be Journey into World of Friends, a little holiday episode. And then the show ends with thanks and good night. So it's a structure of the show. I kind of went through why I make the show. I'm really glad you're here. It work really hard. I yearn and I strive. And if you're a server, because, I mean, probably servers are hearing this episode or processing it. Maybe you're even buffering it. Great job buffering this episode. Holy cow. You are really serving this episode up with the least amount of buff. And maybe even if you're a really advanced server, which it sounds like you are, because you're correcting me, you're saying, I don't think you understand what buffering is. You're totally right. You totally got me. I mean, you don't even, whatever you're doing, I don't even have a grasp of what you're doing because you're doing it so well. So I just wanted to point that out to you. If you're a server process and you say, well, technically I'm not a server, and I say, oh boy, I know. I wish there was a better title my vocabulary was more expansive so I could describe the sweet, sweet dance of ones and zeros you're doing with this lulling, soothing show and, you know, do it in a way like, how come there's not a TV show like The Bear for servers? I mean, am I right or what? You'd say server. And is it about waiters and wait staff? No. It's about servers, like in a server room. Okay. Tell me again. Okay. It's The Bear with servers, but not a wait staff. No. Computer servers. Okay. Tell me the pitch again. The TV show, The Bear with servers, computer servers. Okay. Like the same, we'll just take, you know, it's just like, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of shows in development right now that are like, it's like softball, The Bear, but a softball team, you know, after work softball club. Okay. But how does that work with the after work softball club? I could kind of, okay. So there'll be like, you know, the charismatic server. I don't know. I was thinking of programming for servers because I'm trying to butter up to servers. And to be honest, like I don't want to tell you how to do your job. I'm trying to be a service. If you're in, you know, it sounds like you're some sort of entertainment executive, you know, in my imagination, but still you're going to want to, you know, you want to hold on to that position. You know, you probably, you know, large portion of your job involves servers. So is as terrible as this idea sounds, you know, who are you going to be making it for? The servers, right? They say, finally, who was the first company that made entertainment for us? And, you know, you don't really have to think outside of the server or the server box to see the brilliance of my idea. It just takes a little, you see, I mean, we could even get them to do an episode or something, I'm sure. I think I mean, there's not just like, you know, that's what the whole show's about. It's about family, really, I think. And, you know, if you don't know if you saw the first episode where they kind of said, you know, it could be servers that were once used with one company and this other company, some cutting edge company. I'm supposed to be starting a sleep podcast, by the way, but, you know, they brought in a bunch of servers. And, you know, because that's kind of what I liked about the way you say, well, how'd you end up here? Well, how'd you end up here? You know, and then they say, okay, well, let's make this work or let's try our best. So anyway, yeah, it's The Bear with servers, but computer servers or whatever they're called. I don't even know what the proper term is. I'm just trying to kiss up to them because I know my entire existence is they're important. I don't need to be buffer. I don't need to be on the wrong end of a buffer. Even though I'm not sure entirely sure what a buffer is. Even if it was Michael Buffer talking about the pod, I wouldn't want, you know, same thing. So anyway, I don't know. I'm glad you're here. Sorry. I mean, I'm not sorry, but we just went on an unintentional tangent, kissing up to servers. Another thing that makes me qualified to make sleep, kissing up to imaginary servers, chapter 78, in my autobiography. So I'm glad you're here. I work really hard. I earn and I strive. And I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to be here for you for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. All right, hey everybody, welcome to another episode of our episodically modular series, Journey into the World of Friends. It's a tale of friends playing and creating a role-playing game, or they were playing in a role-playing game. Doesn't really matter. Actually, it's just about friends on an adventure, really, and because that's really what ended up happening, is now they're just on an adventure together. They were, I don't know, through the first few episodes, designing a role-playing, an adventure in a role-playing game. Then they were also kind of playing it as they were designing it. And somehow, in the most episodically modular fashion, with just a sprinkle of seriality, they found themselves in the role-playing game. Or they found themselves really in journeying into the world of friends on an adventure and friendship. So friends on an adventure in a world of friends, what could be more sleepy than that? And don't worry about the rest of the details. Actually, this episode, I don't want to brag because I don't know if we've ever tried this before. So I guess this is a episodically modular spoiler. It's not a spoiler, though. This episode is a fully modular episode, just like games you'll see, or you won't, or you'll be sleeping and you'll not even know that it's, which is cool too. So this is episodically modular adventure within an adventure in the journey of the world of friends, but the characters will kind of catch you up, on the basics, I think. But yeah, that's what this is. And to introduce this one is our, if there was any episodically if there was any episodes or modules on being like, having excellence without, like, and I know I can't see his insides or all the work he does, but he redefines excellence in a way that takes all the, like, things that make me squinch up on the inside. He's just like Bill and Ted would say, excellent. If Bill and Ted were on an, even if they weren't on an adventure and they met him, they would say, excellent. And that's our announcer from the Hollywood area, drives up here of his own, I don't know if his own volition, his own love of sleep and listeners, powered by stored solar energy, as he lovingly told me how to say it, because he said, technically, it's not solar energy. And I said, excellent, man. That's excellent. Another way you're excellent. And then I pretended to play the guitar. Because I guess my hair does look like is at this point long as. So anyway, it's our announcer from the Hollywood area, Mr. Antonio Banderas. As the friends beyond the binaries, the ladies and gentlemen, the boys and girls, it's time to journey into the world of friends. Yippee, yippee-yay, yeah, hooray. Well, I love that. That was multi-layered. That's Mr. Antonio Banderas. This is Journey into a World of Friends. Okay, hold on again, because I feel like I don't know. I guess this is Lord Von Chill. I'll admit it. I'm very. In other times, I would say you should call me your Grace or my Grace. But I'm so confused right now that I have to pause because I feel like I'm about to act out and put on a pout. As one of my many nannies told me, one of my many keepers, something, find out what it's about before you pout. That way you don't act out. So I can't remember the phrase, but I'm about to act out. I'm not, I mean, not in a big way, but I feel like something is wearing on me, and I have a suspicion, you know, that I'm probably involved in it. I'm very unhappy, I guess. I'm irritable. I guess I'm irritable. Does anybody, you all sense my irritation, but I'm confused because let me just walk you through where, well, I guess I'm still talking. Maybe you're hoping I'll talk myself out of this irritation, which I agree with. Okay, this is my best memory. We've been on an adventure together. It didn't start as an adventure. It started where we were creating an adventure. We didn't have a DM, and we decided as a group of friends we would create our own adventure for future parties to partake. Journeying into the world of friends, an attraction in the long forgotten world of leisure theme park, long closed and forgotten. Or maybe, well, somewhat long. Anyway, timeline not important right now. And as we decided to do that, we decided we would design the adventure and kind of play it together. And there seemed to be something going on in the world, land of leisure. The free flow of water in Florida had been reestablished by the Baron of the Boyle. She had, this was the situation before that developed in the situation that caused us to go on our adventure. And the Baron was ruling Florida and pretty well-liked ruler, especially the water was flowing. And but then the water flow stopped and was interrupted once again. And right outside of the Land of Leisure is a place where, over the history of time, they've used artificial means to redistribute and change the flow of water across the state of Florida. It's a pinch point for the water. You can't really pinch water, technically, I'm just saying that. The Baron of the Boyle said, we need someone to look into it. Someone has taken over one of the largest facility to control the flow of water, and they need to be stopped. And we, you know, I guess we thought it would be a fairly simple task. But the more we learned it was not so simple. One, it was Vadul, the foundling, and part of Dragon being, are we confirmed on that now? Of the Baron of the Boyle, who was leading this, who was behind this, there's always someone behind them, but as we now know. But Vadul wasn't just there to control the flow of water, but to stop the flow of water. And apparently, I mean, we haven't seen very many, we've seen some evidences of this activity re-guide the flow of water to excavate a portal or a well. Somehow, there's some sort of dragon in there, but not a mist one. There's a powerful portal or well of unknown magnitude that we encountered in another adventure. We didn't realize it was going to be real. These are dots we're connecting, so it's not 100%, but we believe that this Land of Leisure, each attraction and the beings in it beings within the attractions have come to life because of this portal or well, which may be like a pass-through area. We kind of maybe talked about this. I don't know. Like if you go from, we're on an adventure. If our adventure in this world ends and we need to transfer our essence to the next adventure, apparently this well not as it isn't preventing, but redirecting you to go to another plane of existence back into the attraction, and you become a sentient In this case, within this attraction, World of Friends, which was a boat ride through the World of Friends, journeying into the World of Friends, where friends would, stuffies, basically, like a bountiful bunny or something, I don't know, Mary Bear Repair, but that wasn't part of the attraction. But anyway, a bunch of singing, what are those called, anthropomorphized stuffed animals, singing Journey into the World, Welcome to the World of Friends or something. We sang it recently. I'm very confused right now. So I'm trying to walk through where we are. Those are sentient beings now. They're localized. They can't really leave the attraction for very long. They didn't retain their consciousness from their previous state, or maybe a vague consciousness, but not an intense consciousness. And they're pretty nice. They're not the trouble, but the trouble is Vidul has, they would like to continue on their existence, obviously. No need, if you're existing, you don't really know, you know, the unknown. Well, I don't know. We haven't never sat down and had a conversation like that with any of them. But so Vidul has taken over this attraction to try to open up this well, which is covered by water, which seems to somewhat temper it. I don't understand it, but we don't want Vidul, obviously, to have this power. And, you know, I was thinking the other thing was, like, was there, like, some sort of, if we had had a DM, could things have gone another way earlier and we could have gone with Vidul? Because Vidul's motivations are somewhat vague and maybe even open to interpretation. So our party probably could have aligned with Vidul on more than one occasion. We chose not to. But actually, Vidul, right, well, this is so, long story short, Vidul outsmarted us, led us right where Vidul wanted us to go, because we were going to flood the park, and we thought that process had already taken place, and we were also tasked with the Baron of the Boyle's son was thought to be an uninvited guest of Vidul, and we were to end that uninvited guestship and returned this Baron of the Boyle's son to her. Ends up that's not true. Baron of the Boyle's son seems to be in cahoots, I'd say, with Vidul. And Vidul seems to be working for some sort of mist dragon from this other realm. And yeah, they're working on getting this water moved around. We don't even know the progress of that. It seems to be in progress. Vidul seems to need some help because Vidul tried to talk us into it. And that's where I thought we were on a move, about to make our move. So Vidul had outsmarted us and thought Vidul was under the impression that we were fully bested, right? That it was and I thought that's like around where we were trying to come up with our next plan. But now I lose track of everything. So I have no idea when or where, because I feel like I thought we were, I have no idea where we left things off, right? I mean, everything gets vague. I think we did some other stuff, but I'm not sure. But now we're in this, it's like the Handy Halls, but it's not the section we're used to. So I'm not sure if we're even under the World of Friends anymore. And we seem to be lost under the world, like in the Handy Halls, which was the service area below the Land of Leisure. A famous claim to fame. The ground floor of the Land of Leisure is really the second floor. Hardy har har, they would say. But it was not, I don't say, what are you hardy har harring about? No, that's the base. That's the base. And actually, there's like a sub. So what are you redefining? It's technically still the ground floor because the ground is what you stand on when you're outside. But I've never been here. But since then, I feel like we've been trying to get our way out of this Handy Halls. Well, I know because this was my way of getting us out, which I know is come to a conclusion and failed. But I'm pretty sure we've done it before, right? I'm not the first person. Can we go through every way we've tried to find our way out of these Handy Halls? Does anyone have, is anyone keeping notes? Okay, well, I know we, like, my, like, idea was that we split up and yell, And that didn't seem to work. Anybody else remember, like, does anybody else feel like we've been trying to do this for days? Okay, go ahead, Granada of Darmok. Our fleet of foot, dexterity and more, Granada of Darmok. Yeah, I know I led a Granada of Darmok here, like a plan where we'd like take turns climbing up and trying to get through the ceiling. That didn't work. Eleanor? Yeah, I'm Eleanor of the Three Florences, our Florentian nurse. I remember I had a plan to pause and tap the walls. That didn't work. Zell? No, yeah, I had a plan to, we tried to break through the walls. That didn't work. I don't know if that was yesterday or the day, but have we really been doing this? There's something strange here, right? Wada? Yeah, I thought we I tried leaving like pebbles or chalk and that didn't help us either. Okay, so who else has ideas of how to get us out of here? I was thinking we could use rope, like attach ourselves by rope or something. Anybody else have a good Granada? I think crawl. What if we crawl? I don't know why that. I don't. Not, maybe not. Eleanor. Yeah, what if we just stand still and wait? Okay, that's an idea. Zell? What if we try to smash the floor or the ceilings? Okay, Wada? I mean, I could try some sort of teleportation, but I don't know where we are. So, and I just don't know. I'm a little not confident, and then with the stuff with Vidul, like you said, I kind of have a vague, like there was a lot of, Vidul was involved in those fake teleportations, so yeah, I don't know. Okay, so we're in agreement, we all have ideas. What about this idea? I know this is going to sound wild as me saying I'm irritable and trying not to act on it. So maybe your adventure, you all four of you are rubbing off on me. But I just am tired of being irritable right now. What if we just give up? We're admit defeat. Didn't that work already once? But, and then of course, you know, we say, okay, we get like, we just say it out loud. But then of course, you know, we're you know, our fingers are crossed if the duels, any other ideas? Yeah, this is Wada. Does anybody have any idea? Because here's the thing. So we keep it, we're stuck. Where have we been sleeping? Because we seem to be, so we stopped because we're giving up. But we've been sleeping somewhere, right? Lord Von Chill, yeah, it's right here. There's a door right around this corner. That's where we've been sleeping. Okay, I have a sense maybe. So let's go in. Okay, so this is just like another office, like old. It is old, but there's things here, right? Looks like whoever was here was somewhat creative. They had some designs, and they had this. Oh, I remember reading this. This is the Diary of Fifi. The Diary of Fifi LeFou. It's talking about multi-holiday celebration and the song, planning for it. So this may be where an employee, this office was, if it belonged to Fifi. Isn't it fun when we really stay in character too and pretend we don't know what an office is? It helps with my irritation. Okay, that's helpful, though, Lord Von Chill, because, so let's look at this stuff here. I wonder if I have, Eleanor, you know anything, remember there was that idea of carbon dating at one point? Like, how can we tell how old, does anybody have any skills to see how old this this stuff is? Oh, yeah, I do. This is not ancient. This paper is, so the paper is somewhat not ancient. You know, the paper is part of the, it was in some sort of storage, but it's been taken out in the last, this is fresh handwriting. Okay, so fresh handwriting from Fifi LeFou, or Fifi LeFou? Fifi LeFou. So before or after the fall. Oh, definitely after. Okay, so this could have been an adventure or something. Does anyone think, so here's what I think. Okay, go ahead, Wada. I think this is like, we're stuck in a, we didn't write it though, but I did have plans for like an extra adventure, like a one-time thing that would be, people could do it, like if they just only had a few hours and they didn't want to do the whole thing. It was a little bit different than this, but you know, that's a pretty traditional thing. Oh, like a one-time adventure. So if this is a one-time adventure, we were, oh, that makes sense, because we were just trying to find our way. We were trying to continue on our adventure. So this is kind of like one of those puzzle rooms right now. But we were ignoring the fact that it was a puzzle room. So we were caught in some sort of loop, I guess. Makes no sense at all, but I'll buy it at the same time, because none of this makes any sense. Okay, so let's see. So let's try to figure out what Fifi LaFlu was. Okay. So this is some sort of holiday hut, it's called. See that? I mean, it's not very, this handwriting's pretty bad, almost as bad as that Scoutier, remember the famous Luller? Yeah, this is all designs for a holiday hut based on the song. So I have a little bit more information from my research. So this attraction, Journey into the World of Friends, would have a holiday overlay, a holidays overlay. They call it the holidays overlay because that sounds good. And it was celebrating multiple holidays for the holiday season. So this has to be something maybe Fifi, I don't know. Oh, wait a second. Here's another map. There's a spot picked out up in the upper areas of the, this says it's a barracks. And it looks like this is a list of stuff Fifi needed for the song. I don't know the song, but it was like, celebrate the ways, the 12 days, something. I can't read this handwriting totally, but I don't know. This is frustrating. So what are we supposed to, I guess we're just supposed to gather some stuff. Like, didn't they use like a garland and, maybe just stuff from this room, and then we could find our way. Maybe we could find Fifi LaFlu at this thing. I mean, didn't that song had Lords of Leaping, right? Like 30 Lords of Leaping, or one Lord Leaping, I guess, but people leaping for the Lord. Don't see any Lords of Leaping on here. There is a list of things, 12 letters. Look at this, it says 12 letters, but then there's not 12 letters. That's weird. 12 letters, but I only see, oh man, this is so confusing. Okay, what if we use our Granada, what if you and Zell cut those, there's just E-A-P-C-O-N-R-T, what is that letter? H, then the number 3 and the number 2. So E, is that an H? Yeah, that must be an H. So letter E, number 3, letter A, number 2, P-C-O-N-R-T-H. So just cut those letters and numbers out of that paper there, and we'll use, there's some art materials, we'll color those in, and then we'll just draw a couple of these symbols here. I mean, they're already drawn very, I mean, I'm not a drawer either. So I'm just, and I could leap. I could be the Lord Leaping. You could all be a 30 leaping for the Lord. Wasn't it like 12 ways to celebrate the days of the holidays or something like that? Okay, well, I don't know what you're talking about. So let's just get these letters. Let's see, we need a cup, a crash, a temple. Who knows how to draw a unity cup? Okay. Crash, temple, sleigh, and tree. Let's just do that. And then the letters, and then we'll go find Fifi LeFou. I mean, come on. Like, there's a lot more stuff here. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I can't also, okay, we're good. We're good. Okay, just color those in. Okay, so let's follow this map. Okay, let's go. You just keep working on it while we walk. You could draw. I mean, it's not that. I mean, they're sentient. Like, if maybe they don't have the greatest eyesight either. Okay, I think we go through here. Okay, so now this is working. So good job, Wada. You were right, because we're not lost anymore following this map. Oh, yeah, and if we climb up this ladder between these two walls, then we can go sight unseen. Okay, so we open up this door here. Oh, wow, we're really high. We're really looking down. Okay, so you can see the barracks, so we should be a little quieter because, yeah, there's some of Vidul. Seems like Vidul and some of the World of Friends are getting along. Okay, yeah, there's this pathway here. Well, it's behind all these. Looks like they've kept this room in pretty good order. Oh, I see. So behind these sets, this is where all the friends live. See all their little beds? I didn't even realize they would sleep. Okay, that has to be that holiday hut or whatever over there. Oh, say a password. It says, hello, could we speak to Fifi? Is Fifi LeFou in there? Fifi LeFou? Fifi LeFou? They asked for the password. Anybody? Wada? 12 ways to, we're here to help to find 12 ways to celebrate the holidays. We don't know, hi. Oh, Fifi LeFou. You're one of the can cats. Can we help you? We brought you these letters and the numbers too. Zerong? Is Zerong? I don't know what Zerong means. She's saying you're wrong, Wada. Not Zerong. Zerong, you're wrong. Okay. Oh, okay. What, Lord Vancho, why don't you take over then? Well, excuse me, Wada. I'm just trying to. No, sorry. I'm just like, it's just frustrating. Hey, Fifi, we brought you the letters and the numbers. And maybe they're not perfect, but that's the best we could do. And then we drew some of this other stuff and cut it out for you. So you could put it up here in your little holiday hut. And we can be on our way here because we're looking for, we got to get back to, we've got actually things to deal with. We're here to, save everybody, including all of you. No, we're not here to flood the park. We're not here. We're here, like, that's only a triple, like, actually, it's now only a backup plan. But you don't need to know all the details. But I think we don't need to find the Baron of the Boyle's son anymore. So we just got to stop Vidul, who's outsmarted us at every turn, except for the last turn, before we got lost and had no idea where we were. So we're doing great. Also, I'm a lord, by the way, so I can do some leaping, maybe like an introductory leap in this shack-like hut where you're going to celebrate your holiday. Is this like going to be a holiday club? Oh, yes, okay. So I could just leap in here. So we've got the leaping, we've got the letters, we got these other things, these other symbols you needed. No, you need a real Unity Cup? You can't pour with paper. Well, it looks like a cup in a tree. You can put them up. They'll look good. They did this in classrooms in the past. This won't do. Okay, well, we've got other things to do here. Could you excuse us for a second? We're just going to step outside. Can you believe this? We brought letters and numbers. She's still talking. It's not the numbers. It's the number of letters. No, okay. Thank you, Fifi. Okay, I'm not, can someone else, can Florencia nurse take over or something? Because I can't, I'm out of gas. Yeah, this is Eleanor. I mean, I don't know what to do. I mean, we can't, this is going to be one of these, this isn't, this is like, I mean, I keep thinking about what if the timer actually did start? We still don't know where Vidul is telling us the truth or not. So as much as I would love to help Fifi LeFou or whatever, Fifi LeFou, like, it's just not a good timing. Oh, go ahead, Wada. Yeah, I don't know what we need to do to get out of this. I mean, I guess we're all feeling this feeling because this is pointless. I mean, as much as I do care about these beings, we're trying to save them, and Fifi does not seem to be appreciating it. And I don't know, Granada, Zell, do you have anything to say? Yeah, this is Granada. I mean, it's a shack up on the rafters here. So I don't know how a couple decorations, letters or numbers or whatever that is. It does feel like we've been sidetracked. And now that we have the map, do we even need to do anything for them? Can't we just, now we can backtrack from here. Yeah, this is Zell. This is, I'm going to say what everybody's thinking, maybe, or what I'm thinking is that, Lord Ventral, please don't look, put your hand up like you're going to stop me. Everybody else had a chance to talk. But, I mean, we're not even sure that, like, whatever strange attachment these friends have to these past holidays and these past holiday symbols, they probably even believe that Santa Claus is a real thing and they're living in a fantasy world and they're using it probably to keep themselves whatever. We need to get this stuff done for the real world. I'm sorry, Lord Ventral, why are you shaking your head at me? The door's open and I didn't realize there's a bunch of other than Fifi, it looks like there's like little kids that were listening. I didn't realize the friends could cry when they heard you say that Santa Claus is not real. I guess they did believe in Santa Claus. No. I mean, when I said that, I meant, this is Lord Ventral. I'm a lord. I'm here to leap. And the fact is that Zell doesn't know what she's talking about. She means the Santa Claus in this attraction, right? You've got one somewhere, maybe. Nobody knows. Right, she means that's not the real Santa Claus. Has Santa Claus come here before? Oh, that's part of this. Oh, okay. Okay, the kids are still upset. Well, here's what we'll do. We'll figure it out. We can't do it perfectly, I'll be honest with you. If you could just tell me, if we could just go over this with you. I have this paper here. And if you could try to be as clear as you can. Okay, so we'll find the Unity Cup, Crush, Temple, Sleigh, and Tree. Those are one, right? So you don't need a Lord to leap. Two Clauses, so that would be Mr. and Mrs. Okay, yeah, the written symbol for the real one, okay. Matt Corn and Fruit Bowl, okay, we could get that. Four Sides of the Dreidel, okay, we could get that. Granada Darmok's got that. Okay, and then candles, okay, so five Advent candles. I can't read seven Kwanzaa candles, eight menorah candles, nine special smells, 10 songs of singing, 11 gifts of waiting, 12 letters, which we have, letters, not numbers. Cease desserts? Did you say cease desserts, Fifi? It's letters, cease desserts, cease desserts. Okay. Does cease dessert has to do with the letter somehow? Okay, so let me just run through if this will cut it. So we'll need 11 gifts. Okay, that look like gifts. You put them around. Okay, 10 songs of singing. Don't know how we're going to do that. 9 special smells. Okay, that'll be tough. Candles and lights, we can figure that out. Okay. Granada knows the four sides of the dreidel. Okay. Okay, mat, corn, and fruit bowl. Okay. Okay, good, good. Florence, the nurse, has that. Two colossus. Yeah, Zell and I can dress up like, I mean, we'll represent for one brief evening Santa and Mrs. Claus. Because I can leap like a lord, like I have a bowl of jelly. And then we'll find these other things, physical symbols to represent. Okay, so the hardest ones are, 12 letters. Wada, you're supposed to be the wizard. Yeah, so letters, not numbers. I figured it out. We need three E's and two A's. And then we just figure out which word it is. Okay, okay. Special smells. Who's got the best history knowledge here? Wada and Eleanor, I'd assume. What smells are we looking for here? Okay, so here's what I remember. 12 friendly ways to make the holidays is like that was what they were doing. This is kind of exciting now. This is a real challenge. I think we're going to get this. So I know some of the smells... That I remember researching this now, so I appreciate it. There's like pine, peppermint. Okay, that's two. We need nine, right? Okay, there was jelly donuts. That's three. Potatoes frying for potato pancakes. Four. Okay. Fruit, like from the fruit bowls. Five. Okay, you're at five. You need four more. Okay, I can't remember. Oh, cherry blossoms. That's six. The smell of candles was seven. Coconut is eight. And then I think there was like the packaging. Packaging has it. Well, Fifi's list. Fifi? Okay, so we just got to find those smells. But here's the thing. We could like once we can just like the smells are in our minds, right? So we could plant that idea. If we can't find stuff that smells like that, we can figure that out. Now that we know the smells. Okay, so what do we got next here? So we'll go get the Claus outfits. We know because we had that room, so we can get the gifts at that room. Claus outfits. Granada, you said, okay, you can design the four sides, you can make a dreidel, okay. Oh, yeah, you're good at whittling, I forgot. Could you whittle a bowl? Oh, you can find a bowl, okay. But you could whittle corn and fruit, okay. Okay, and then we need to weave a mat. Okay, so Granada's working on those, great. Okay, candles. Can we use lights for candles? Oh, we do have candles. So now we just have to get our candles all. Okay, so we have to get candles. Okay, so we'll get out all our candles. Okay, we all have different kinds of candles. Okay, great. So we'll figure this out. Okay, so start. Okay, Zell, can you be in charge of candles? Thank you. Okay, so that's 9, 8, 6. We don't, I guess, 6 and 9. Is that Lords of Leaping? No, there's no L's there. Okay, so five candles or four, but 7, 8. Okay, mat, fruit bowl, dreidel. Okay. Okay, so we can. It's good we're walking, most of us in work. Okay, so here in the storage area. Okay, there's the crash. Okay, there's a symbol of the temple. That's a physical embodiment. There's a sleigh. So we need to find a unity cup and a main, a tree. Okay. Oh, hey, Fifi. No, we apologize for making the children upset. So is there any other, there is another storage. Oh, you need me to break the lock. Good thing you've got me with you then. Okay, so yeah, oh boy. Yeah, there it is. There's a tree. Okay. Oh, and there's a cup. Okay, so that'll be our unity cup. Oh, wait a second here. What is this? These sealed containers are actually the smells. Okay. So now 10 songs of singing. Is sure that's not Swamps of Swimming? Swans are swimming. Something. Swans are swimming. No, not swans are swimming. Swans are swimming. No, no. Songs are singing. Okay. Gifts are waiting. So we'll just bring these gifts. So the letters and songs. Oh, but we could just have everybody sing what they want to sing, right? They could just, like, you all know different. Okay, good. Okay, so, you know, why don't you have the children start practicing the songs? Okay, gifts awaiting. Oh, boy. So, 6, 5, okay. Lord, leap, 5, Lord's leaping. No, it's candles. 5, it's not Lord's leaping, huh? It's a different song. Maybe, it would only be one if it was my, you know, because I'm the Lord. Fifi's gone. Okay. So we have, what were these, what do you think these letters? None of them, there's no, is there H, O, L, no L. So it's not holidays. Anybody have an idea what it would, on the, P, like a P, like a pea shooter, on P on Cecil, P on Cecil, Thethy. Go ahead, Wada. Eleanor? Peace on earth. It's peace on earth. Oh, that makes sense. Okay, so those are 12 letters. Okay, let's put those up. Zell, I have your outfit. You'll be, okay, that's fine. We'd switch up roles. That's fine. We just got to pretend for the children's sake. Oh, the children are already singing. This is wonderful. This is like a little how. Okay. Look, they've gathered some coins. They're actually playing with the dreidel. That's amazing. Oh, people are using the Unity Cup to... Okay, pour. Okay. Pretending to eat. Okay, like... and pretending to light the candles. Can't light the candles up here, obviously. You're putting bulbs there. I like that. Why do you figure out how to use those smellers? That's a lot of smell. Ho, ho, ho. Yes, I'm Mr. Claus. Santa, your grace, your Claus. I'm Santa's assistant. I'm sorry. Your grace. Just call me your Santa, your Claus-ship. Yes. Okay, so we're singing 6... Everybody's dancing. I think it's just 6 dancers dancing is what it is. We're all supposed to be dancing. Oh, Granada, you used to dance a lot. So you know some of these dances. Okay. Okay, so you're going to teach us these dances while the youth sing. Well, this is really fun. I'm glad we discovered this adventure. Is everybody else enjoying themselves? I really feel like we're celebrating. This is a nice little break here. And we were wrong. I guess I apologize to everybody that all of us got so irritable. We were so blinded by our need to complete our adventure and be heroic that we forgot that maybe you wanted a little, you wanted to have something to celebrate and enjoy there. So now we're celebrating. Now you have this holidays house or holiday hut or whatever all the time, whenever you want it. It's quite a special place. Smells like a lot of different smells. I can pick them all out, though, because those smellers are powerful things. But, yeah, go ahead and spend some time. And, we'll keep it dancing and singing here and enjoying ourselves because this is quite, quite nice. We can't do it for however many nights are combined, which is like... that's weeks on those candles? Oh, boy. No, 7, 8. Are those any overlaps? No, we can't stay for that many nights. I'm sorry, not even 7 or 8 nights, I'm afraid, or 4 or 5 weeks or nights, no. But we will stay here tonight. Can we sleep here? No? Okay. Yeah, it makes sense. You don't like, because we got to bring the gifts. Okay. Well, yeah, those gifts will be brought. Just remember, Fifi, you know, who is really responsible for the, okay, Fifi gets it. Well, this has been nice. Thanks, everybody. And good night. Good night to all of the 12 ways to celebrate the holidays here in the world of friends. Happy holidays and good night to all. And to all, a good night, my friends. Thank you so much. It truly is an honor to be here with all of you. Good night. All right, I want to thank everybody who signed up to support the show directly on Patreon recently. Ramiro, Lindsay, and Julie, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Blake, Jade, and Kazona, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Christina, Cameron, and Jenna, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Jaleel, Brian, and Dave, thanks, and good night. Devin, Joel, and Fernando, thank you, thanks, and good night. M, Squeezebox, and Libby, thank you, thanks, and good night. And Susan, Nathan, and Maddie, thank you, thanks, and good night. Sleep With Me exists as a free podcast because people support the show directly on Patreon or Sleep With Me Plus, or like support our sponsors. And you can also support the show for free and earn, if you're looking for ad-free episodes or access to Sleep With Me Plus, you could sign up for a referral program at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer and get your own link, and then you get rewarded just for sharing about the podcast too. So I appreciate that. And I think that's it. We've got over 600 shows ready to go in the archives. And that's thanks to whatever Scoots is going to ask you for next, or the sponsor. Thanks and good night, everybody. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month? And what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only. And then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcast, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boar Friends level. I have 4 podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season one, part two, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is a bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 1254 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me. And most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists. From that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.